As we sang the glories of Calvary, the glories of the cross, how appropriate that we come to the Lord's table. And this is our worship of what Christ has done. Will you pray with me? Father, I thank you for this moment that we spend together just considering our unity in what your Son has done. Father, I pray, Lord, for the Christians here, Lord, that we would take this time to evaluate our lives, our hearts, that we would examine to be sure that we are in the faith. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this day, and I thank you for this time you've given us to be together. Amen. In the most familiar teaching passage on the Lord's Supper, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it's where we frequently go when we teach on the Lord's table. But I wanted to start today, and I thought it was appropriate today, being this is the Sunday, one of the Sundays where we celebrate baptism and church membership, that we go back one chapter to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And that's where Paul starts his teaching on the Lord's table. And I'm going to read to you chapter 10, verses 16 and 17. Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. Prior to taking the cup in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul teaches about the unity that we're to have in the body. When we celebrate communion, we celebrate what we have in common. Communion is to participate or to partnership with what we have in common. So each week when we come together, we're celebrating our unity and what we have together. We're celebrating that Christ came from heaven to earth, Christ living a sinless life, Christ's death on the cross as a substitution, as a propitiation for our sins. We celebrate Christ's burial and Christ conquering death by rising from the dead, that we may have eternal life. For this reason, when we come together, we celebrate this communion. The Lord's Supper is for Christians only. It is for those that have a partnership in what Christ has done. In a group this size, there could very well be someone in here that would ask, what does it mean to be a Christian? Or how do I know if I truly am a Christian? Mark, in chapter 1, verse 15, sums it up very easily. Mark tells us in his gospel, repent and believe. Repent is to agree with God that you are a sinner in need of his saving grace. To repent is to agree with God that behaviors or actions in your life that are sinful, that you would agree with God that it is sin. And to believe is that we believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son. We believe that only through him we can be reconciled to the Father. If this is not your testimony, we would ask that you would pass the elements as they go by down your aisle. I would also ask you to talk to whoever brought you here, or perhaps even come talk to me after service, because I would be thrilled to tell you the good news about eternal life in Jesus Christ. The men are going to bring the elements and just hold them, and we will take them together today. Guys, come on down.